in Mark chapter 14, starting in verse 12. Now on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when the Passover lamb is sacrificed, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want to prepare? Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples, told them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Wherever he enters, tell the owner of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat Passover with my disciples? He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there.' So the disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. Then, when it was evening, he came to the house with the 12. While they were at the table eating, Jesus said, 'I tell you the truth, one of you eating with me will betray me.' They were distressed, and one by one said to him, 'Surely not I.' He said to them, 'It is one of the 12, one who dips his hand with me in the bowl. For the Son of Man will go as it is written about him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for him if he had never been born.' While they were eating, he took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, 'Take it, this is my body.' And after taking the cup and giving thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. He said to them, 'This is my blood, the blood of the covenant that is poured out for many. I tell you the truth, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God.' After singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. One evening, about 2,000 years ago, Jesus and his followers gathered in a house in Jerusalem and shared a meal we now call communion. We don't have any details about what the house looked like or who owned it, but in that house, that night, a small group of fishermen and outcasts huddled together for a meal while hiding out from the authorities. Today, untold members of tourists from around the world visit Jerusalem to visit places where scholars think that house might possibly have been. Think about that for a moment. When Jesus' followers took the Passover meal, they surely never imagined that people from all around the world would someday travel to Jerusalem just to be in the area of that supper. For Christ followers today, it can be tempting to read the gospel accounts of that night and assume all the participants realized its eternal significance. But back then, Jesus' followers had no idea about the importance of that gathering. All they knew was that they were tired, anxious, scared, but their friend Jesus was asking them to trust him anyway. As we approach communion today, perhaps we can learn something from the faith of his followers that night. While most of us know about God's incredible redemption available to us through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, some of us might admit that even now we're struggling with fear, anxiety, and uncertainty. But Jesus, our friend, is asking us to trust him. And unlike his first disciples that night, who may never have imagined what would be possible through Christ, we are privileged to know the whole story. We know that Jesus is ever faithful, and we have every reason to trust him. We can rest assured in Christ's promise that Mark wrote about in Mark 16:16. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved. The one who does not believe will be condemned. Our Father and great God in heaven, we thank you for the promise that we have from your Son. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity that we do have to partake of this meal, to show our solidarity and our communion with him. We thank you for this opportunity for this meal, but also the opportunity we have through him to get to heaven. Like the communion message here said, we have the ability to look back, hindsight being 2020, and see all that he said he was going to do, he's done. Thank you for him. Thank you for his willingness to go to the cross to make that sacrifice for us so that our sins could be washed away forever and taken away. Even the sins that we may commit in the future, Father, we know that they're all taken care of through him as long as we remain faithful. Be with each and every one of us now as we partake of this communion, as we partake of the bread and the juice that represents his body and blood, as we proclaim to the world his death until he returns again, as we look forward to that time. In Jesus' name I pray.